Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. What is that?
Here's the problem with this forecast. What? One more day of rain until it finally dries out. There's going to be heavy rain at times in the afternoon, the evening, and a high of 59 degrees. Problem with this is that tomorrow, in Menor, at least on my street, is the trash pickup, the lawn clippings pickup. Oh. So there is not a chance of being able to mow.
Yeah, you can't mow moist grass.
The grass is already, I mean, I could probably get ticketed by the city. It's already so high, as is probably most people's, because it's been raining for 5 days straight.
But it is like so thick and plush and pillowy. Like, it's beautiful to look at grass like this. And you have to remember, when it gets dry this summer, when it's all burnt out, we're going to think back and think, gosh, that was so beautiful when it rained.
I mean, it's just, I want to order mulch. I want to get the pool going. I want to get like all these different things. And I understand, May, we've just kicked off May. It's early for this. I'm just getting ready to go, and it's just rain. So, you know, it's going to be a lot to push through.
You're
going to
have a field for your yard for the next few days.
So maybe I'll just do like half of it this week.
I don't think you can do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I don't think you can do it that way.
That's your forecast for today. Of course, we're starting here. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
I can't believe we didn't get a winner yesterday. It's so strange.
I know.
Weird.
Could have. Also could get one today. You never know. Could cut through the heavy rain. Like a knife through butter.
Cut it.
Got an umbrella through. He's dead. He's a guy. His name has been in the envelope since January, and you're trying to guess who it is. One guess a day, and we need that guess from you. Please, early morning crew. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad.
Let's do it. Let's make this the day we bring this game to an end, finally. What's your guess for dead guy in an envelope?
Muhammad Ali.
I wish it was. It's not.
Speaking of sports, and we always appreciate the guests. Are the Cavs going to get it done tonight?
I hope so.
Oh, if they do not, we have massive issues. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite, just the Jen and Tim show. Are the Cavs going to get this done tonight?
Yes, they are.
There we go.
Yes.
See, that's when I should follow with a bark, but the Cavs version. I'm missing something.
Oh,
what should be the...
What's your Cavs
what
bark?
What should be the... Fill in the blank.
Can you say
it was
loud
enough? Like, oh yeah, and bark. But the Cavs, it's like, oh yeah.
I know. I love that time of year, Tim, when you bark. I know. We need something for the Cavs.
Yeah. I mean, they pull the sword out. To, you know, they have like people that pull the sword out of the thing.
You make a swoosh. I mean, there's Moondog. Does
like,
he bark?
Cavs. Zing! That's dumb.
No, I don't like
that. Moondog, but I don't want to bark. It's I don't know because. I don't know. I gotta work on
that. Can you make a dribbling sound of any sort? No. What about just screaming? Let them know.
No, I don't know. I have to work on it. Somebody's got to have some ideas. Please hit me with your ideas. EMCs are all over this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. When it's Brown season, I do the bark, right? It's Cavs. They're in the playoffs. Hopefully they win tonight. You talk about the Cavs. It's just, yeah, Cavs. And then I have nothing.
You need a sound. So Joanne says, just say Cleveland like they do at the game.
Oh, but that's iconic. I don't like.
Do you want to practice?
I almost have to grab the audio from them doing that because that is, I just think that that's a one-off, that they're so
really?
Good at that. I really can't
pull that off.
Like, barking I can do, and I wouldn't want to emulate if they, you know, there's a, I don't know who does this in Huntington Bank Field. I don't know who the gentleman is, but there's a very specific when there's third down and the defense is getting riled up and he's, you know, third down, well, however, and just the crowd gets crazy. I can't do that. He's like this really deep voice guy. I couldn't emulate that certainly couldn't do the Cleveland thing.
If anyone could emulate that, it would be you. Like, you could be like the next guy to be that guy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if they needed to hire a new guy, you could be the guy.
I would try out.
You would be the guy. Rachel also has a suggestion. Instead of barking, you could say calves, 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 calves. Like, instead of your, try that maybe.
Wait, calves, calves, calves.
Say calves, calves, calves. Instead of woof, 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 you know, you go calves, calves, calves.
But just repeat it?
Yeah, like instead of a bark. No, don't. I'm not doing it.
I know. What do you mean? I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Instead of the bark, you say calves.
Just calves, 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 calves.
Yeah,
like that over
like
and
that.
Over?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I appreciate that.
That was a solid attempt right there.
Okay. I'm working
Try
on it.
Try it one more time.
Calves, 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 calves.
I like that's it, not... but you sound angry a little bit.
Calves.
No, that's too gentle.
I need a nice
you
mitt,
need a, nice
a warm porridge.
Mitt. Not that.
Okay. Well, keep the idea. I appreciate that. There's no bad ideas here. We're all friends here. It's early
That's
morning
right.
crew. I appreciate that. So Cleveland is good. That's a very good one. Cavs repeatedly. That could be like similar, emulating the bark. That could
mm-hmm.
be one too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you the suggestion.
We're workshopping it. It's 54 degrees in Shaker Heights today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy again. This is less than a year after they exited their first bankruptcy. It was in September they emerged from it that they had filed in 2023 after closing nearly 800 stores as part of the process. Cavs play tonight, game two of the Eastern Conference semifinals.
Cavs, 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 Cavs.
Yeah, see, that's where I don't know if that was really the right tone, but I think the right message.
Okay, thank you.
Like, just keep working on it. They're currently down 1-0 in the series to the Indiana Pacers. The game is at Rocket Arena at 7:00. You don't fail at things like that, so I know you're going to.
We'll bring it.
Yeah, yeah. The conclave to choose the new pope begins tomorrow. There are currently 135 cardinals from 71 different countries under the age of 80 that are eligible to vote. This will make this the most geographically diverse conclave in history. Tomorrow, they lock themselves in the Sistine Chapel. Every time I hear that, I wonder, what are their meals? Is there a cafeteria in the Sistine Chapel? How does that work?
What a lot of people don't know is this is actually how you and I hired producer Stevie. We locked ourselves in the Halley building, and our boss said, just let us know when you have, you know, we had several people apply.
Right.
Let us know when you have chosen somebody.
Uh-huh.
And we couldn't have billowing smoke at the Halley building because there would be fire trucks down here.
Codes
so,
and
you know,
safety.
We just let JJ know. Right. He let it up. And it was. I mean, we didn't have, you know, we didn't have a chance to bring deodorant and food. It was an issue. Jen and Tim Show Conclave.
The fact that you even thought of that is ridiculous. It's insane. Yeah, that was a long few days. How many days did that take us to do?
Couple weeks.
It
is a struggle.
Couple weeks. Yep.
Struggle.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't know how they get
used
food.
A couple of mints.
135 cardinal. Although I think I saw like a few have health issues. It's like 132 locked in the chapel. Where's the cafeteria?
No cafeteria.
Well, how are they eating?
They don't.
I mean, this is like days.
Jen,
they have
this is
to.
Important.
They're like 80 years old. They have to eat.
They don't have to eat.
They have to eat.
They don't. We're all dying to know. We are all dying to know as we're getting to Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Did you buy the bat?
No! Did you ask them if they've seen the bat?
Actually, yes. As a matter of fact, yesterday at this time, I texted both of them, and now that you mentioned it, they never wrote back.
Yeah. Well, you know.
My husband knew what it was. He's like, oh, it's that colorful one, right? He knew
yes,
what it was.
It's very colorful. It's such a cool bat.
Yeah.
I would pick it out as a kid, and I'd probably get told no.
Very cool. That was a $500 bat. You can listen back to that on the podcast. That was Stevie on the socials yesterday. I was just curious.
And she said she was being targeted because we talked about baseball so much. And then, by the way, neither one of you responded to the screenshot.
I saw that.
There's an ad that came up under our video on Facebook. Like, they're putting ads under the videos now. It's different. And it was for that BL101. Same thing.
Yeah, the like ice cream
stuff. Yeah.
It's because we're getting so many views.
Oh,
on our video.
Oh, is that
like they're
why?
Asking their, and by the way, the still shot that you sent, I look very swole.
Who gets paid for that, for all our views?
Yeah, can we get
none
paid for
us.
That?
None
That's
of
what
us.
I'm wondering.
Not Odyssey, not anything else, no credit. We're getting to Stevie on the socials, I promise. The still shot picture that we have when I wore the blue shirt before I drove to Manor and back for our photo shoot.
Right.
When I paid no attention to what Jen said color coordinating wise.
Right.
That one picture has over 20,000 views on that still shot of a picture on the Jen and Tim Show page on Facebook. And nobody get, like, we get no credit for that.
Well,
Nowhere. Nobody pays attention
someone
to any of that.
Someone has to be getting it.
Not us.
Call Facebook.
You would even think it's like the parent company of, I don't know, that we work for or a cluster or some way to sell it. Nope.
It's a
mystery.
We have, 9,000 views or something on the video yesterday? Like, that, none of that. I mean, it's great, and thank you for doing that. And please, we love the interaction. We love interacting with you. We do our best to read all of your DMs and everything. We're honored that you listen to the show. We appreciate that. But, that doesn't matter. And then we can see the ads underneath there, so.
Well, we're getting baseball ads now, Stevie, and I'm crediting
Me
you
too.
For that.
I blame you.
Yeah. So what do we have today on Stevie on the socials?
There is a new trend now, and that I think if we did this video, we could get millions of views.
Oh!
It's called the Random Objects Challenge. Have you guys seen this? It's all over my feed now, and it's done in the workplace. So it's very fitting for the Jen and Tim
Show. Oh, okay.
Let's see what this is about, and maybe this is a play on the Jen and Tim Show. Have you heard about this? If not, you will next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So there is another trend going viral on TikTok. This one's deemed the Random Objects Challenge. And it's one we could easily do here on the Jen and Tim Show because the challenge is done in the workplace with coworkers. Here's how it goes. So you take a sip of water, but you keep it in your mouth, you know. You don't swallow the drink. You just keep it there, and then you individually, one by one, place an object, and then everyone turns around and you try not to laugh, and it'll be a random object you brought from home. It could be whatever you want. I've seen so many, and they've been various things like, you know, some pottery, some plants, most like really weird things that you would bring. But the one that I saw that had over 12 million views was there was three girls. Two were like younger, like in their 20s, and then one that looked more like in her 30s or 40s. And she went first and placed down a whistle. And then the other girl went and placed down an urn. And then the caption was, why are we the same person? And the other person just started dying laughing and then also put down an urn. And the one brought her mom, the one brought her dad. And
oh, then my God, the actual ashes in the urn?
Yes, like the literal, and the girl was like, other one that did not, you know, brought the whistle, was like freaking out and was like, there's not anybody in here, right? And was like, grabbed them and was like, we need to put these somewhere safe, like freaking out. And the other two young ones are just dying laughing. And I thought that was,
that's
one had
pretty
like 12
amazing.
Million views.
Seriously, what in the world would Tim Richards bring to this studio?
Oh, I would.
You have a lot of stuff in that basement.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, so hang on to this. So who would win the game? Think about this. Who would win the game? And then I have a major concern if we did this. So what's
same?
Okay. Who would win the game? And then a major concern about the game. Continuing with Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. You had a concern?
Well, yeah, it's the part where you put water in your mouth and you try not to laugh, because if you laugh, then you spit it out. And there's a lot of equipment in here that you can't have liquid around.
Yeah.
We'd have to go to like the Odyssey kitchen. But then that's a mess, and where do we do this?
Yeah, Odyssey Kitchen. They have a kitchen downstairs in the Halley Building. There's plenty of room here. Who would win that?
I really feel like you would. Although, I don't know. I feel like I'd be a strong contender. I don't know. That's tough. What do you think, Stevie?
So you're setting things down. We each have a mouthful of water. You're trying to make the other person laugh. Turn around. There's an object on the table, right? For anybody
like
just
I'm
joining
gonna,
us.
Yes. Okay. I feel like I'd laugh at any.
Yeah, I do
just
too.
Just because, like, the you turn around and you don't know what to expect. And there's
That's
water
fair.
In my mouth. I think I'm just going to laugh.
You also, though, now that I think about it, you definitely have some strange items in your life.
Yes.
Stevie could be the dark horse here.
What does that even mean?
I thought of some strange items in your life. But I don't know how
I'd
get it here. Like, it would be like, there's no way to really pack it.
Okay, okay, that, see, like, that alone.
Then it's just like sus.
What? How?
What?
Stevie, the item itself is not sus, but like bringing, it's not small.
What, is it
like,
large?
You can't just put it in, yes, you can't just put it in a backpack.
Well, like how like large
a,
is it?
Like a pony?
No.
What do you mean? What do you come downtown, you put a pony on the table, I'm going to spit my water out. That's Stevie, all I'm saying.
That's fair, but I don't think Stevie owns a pony.
Okay.
No, it's not, anything living.
She can't tell us, okay?
I know. Well, now we have to do it.
I'm so scared.
Because now I want to know what Stevie's going to bring. But yeah.
I don't think the item is funny, but I think just because of the size of what it is, it would be funny. Yeah. But like in its whole, it's not a funny thing.
Could be a shock factor or something else. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to necessarily be funny, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, this might be a possibility.
Yeah, I would be so curious what each of you would bring.
Yeah.
So
I just want to do it to see what in the world Stevie needs help carrying in.
Well, me too.
All right.
Okay.
This will be great. We'll see. Another great Stevie on the socials.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When we need something addressed, you have answers, and we appreciate that. And this concerns rounds of Trump, too, because it's a new week, it's a new prize, we're having problems. So there are usually two different prizes up for grabs if you win a round of Trump, too. If you've listened to the game at 7:35 or 8:35, you know how the game works. You're battling Jen in five questions, sometimes pop culture, sometimes square roots.
Well, let's be honest. It's supposed to be pop culture, but you and Stevie go rogue occasionally.
One of those prizes that you can win is a limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug, which is?
It's a smooth sip to the lip. So I said that once, and you really latched onto it.
People latched onto it?
Right.
So that is kind of the slogan, the tagline, whatever it is for the mug. We have used that the past several weeks. Even my daughter said something to me last week. She's like, Daddy. I was like, what? I think you said something sus on the radio. So why?
Oh boy.
I'm breaking my brain. What did I say? So I don't think it was you. I think it was Jen. It was something about coffee in a mug.
Oh no!
And I said, "What?" It was like she. And I said, "What did you hear?" She said, "I didn't hear, but one of my friends said something about that." And I said, "Was it?"
It's a smooth sip to the lip,
Daddy. That was it.
No, she thought that was sus.
No, one of her friends said it was sus.
Oh,
so
did you tell her it wasn't?
I told
sus?
Her it was just yeah, it was just it's like a very smooth mug, and you're drinking out of the mug. She's like, "Okay, that makes sense."
Okay, good.
Anyway, Daddy, get me a snack. That's how that conversation.
Oh, okay,
went.
All right, good.
So now this week, and we love it. It's a limited edition iTrump Tweet T-shirt. You've probably seen them on our socials. They're very nice. You deserve it. It's tough to win the game. Jen's overall record, 1,831 victories, 500 losses. What's the slogan? What's the tagline? We tried yesterday, brainstorming a little bit, haven't found anything.
Yes. I mean, I had brought up one. It's kind of mid. So we're open to suggestions, and we've gotten a few.
So if you have one, DM us, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, and all the socials. We will be reading these. I think I had to say it, but... We have to be able to read them, Vicky. It's Star 102.
Cleveland's
feel good favorites. Looking for a slogan for the T-shirts.
By the you're not the only one sending one we can't read on
air. I know.
Air.
They're great.
But we're getting such wonderful suggestions. Cheryl sent a message, slogan for the t-shirt, the fabric you feel like a winner in. Ben saying, oh, no, see, I don't even think I could read Ben's.
Okay.
Can I read that one? Are you looking at it?
No, Allison, it's on Facebook. I'm looking through our Instagram now.
Allison, you're calling me from our Instagram account.
I'm not even on our Instagram. I just got the notification, too.
Well, why is the Jen and Tim show calling me?
Weird, you're not answering. This is typical. No. Wait, which one did you say we can't read?
Ben.
All right, he just sent it in.
Okay. Dawn says,
no, you can't.
Beat me, win the T.
What was it?
Beat me, win the T. Why'd you have me repeat that? I don't like that.
I didn't hear it.
Linda said, a fine fit to your form. Trisha, a silky slide on the skin. Oh, and you know, our boss would like this one. A feel-good favorite t-shirt. How about that?
Those are some good ones.
They are some good ones.
I like that.
I do like Judy's. We'll have to read that one.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Once again, you win a t-shirt. There's a tagline. There's something there. I like those. They're good.
They're good.
I don't know if there's a home run in there. I don't know. We'll see. All right.
Yeah. A thin fabric to your skin, I don't think is really cutting it.
Yeah, these are all better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. They really are.
And once again, we need to be able to read them on the air. Ben, Vicky, it's Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show.
Beat me, win the tea.
Oh, no.
You record a silky slide on the skin. I don't like that.
That's my favorite.
No, I don't like that. A feel-good favorite t-shirt. I just don't like how I said it, the one. Win the tea. I don't like how I said that either. A silky slide on the skin.
Well, you can always say it again.
Yeah, let's not keep that.
A
brand.
Silky slide on the skin.
Okay. It feels weird. Judy says, here, you need a good tagline for your Trump Tui t-shirt, yes, since you have a smooth sip for your lip for the mugs. How about a cozy win for your skin? I mean, I like that.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
A cozy win for your skin.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's better than mine, which was a thin fabric for your skin. And to be honest with you, is the fabric thin? I can't remember. Because remember, my brother took my t-shirt.
Yeah, well, he won
it.
It's
like a nice thin... Yeah, but at the time he won, that wasn't the prize. I brought it to his house, and he thought I brought it for him, and I really just wanted to get a picture of him in it. But then he kept it.
Let's see.
So I don't have one of those shirts anymore.
We have one call here. I'm half listening because I'm looking through all the messages on Instagram,
yeah,
Jen and Tim Show. I appreciate that. Very similar to the blue shirt that I wore a couple of days ago. I heard part of it. I heard bring a shirt, and then I just chose the color. David, these are good. Appreciate it. For the shirt slogan, hopefully this shirt fits better than Jen and Tim as a couple.
That's a winner right there.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be tough.
It's lengthy, but it's a mouthful, but I like it.
A nice tea to make you happy. D-R-G-O-D-O-D. Okay, that's some decent ones. Let's just end with this. So you have one more. I'll go right ahead.
The fabric you feel like a winner in.
Oh, yeah. The fabric you feel like a winner in.
Yeah, Jen needs to voice these. We need to have a voice off. That way we can, yeah. Then
better
we can
than a thin fabric to your skin.
No.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.